and welcome to Press TV's debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. The red line has been crossed with Wednesday's announcement by U.S. President Donald Trump declaring that Jerusalem al-Quds is the capital of Israel. The world has witnessed angry protests since then, and the Palestinian territories, especially Jerusalem al-Quds demonstrators, continue to clash with Israeli troops as many Palestinians say there is nothing left except another Intifada. We're going to cross over to Jerusalem, of course, with Press TV's Mohammed Hamoyel, bringing us up to date on the latest and what has taken place today. Mohammed, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, today there was another wave of protests across the West Bank, and the East Jerusalem al-Quds protests were also occurring in the Gaza Strip as well. The protests and clashes that occurred in the West Bank occurred in the cities of Ramallah, Nablus, Hebron, also known as Al-Khalil, Qalqilya, and Beit Lahem, where clashes have been very tense. It has been even more intense in Jerusalem al-Quds today than the previous days altogether. The situation in al-Quds today has several people arrested by Israeli undercover police. Israeli military forces also arrested a Palestinian member of parliament. Another youth in Jerusalem al-Quds had sustained an injury post-arrest during the protests and demonstrations. Right now, Jerusalem al-Quds is under a sort of lockdown after Palestinians in the city called for a general strike. This is the situation in Jerusalem as things began to quiet down in the evening. However, there is no doubt that tensions are still high in the city. On the political level, the Palestinian Authority has announced that it will not be meeting with American Vice President Mike Pence during his visit next week to the region. They're boycotting the meeting. This includes members of the Fatah movement and other activists as well. This is also being supported by religious figures and other civil leaders. The situation on the ground is still very tense. People are still wondering what is happening next. The PLO is also discussing finding new mediators for the peace process in the future. However, nothing has been cleared or certain as of yet. As today, there was a meeting for the Palestinian Central Executive Committee. However, the results of the meeting were postponed until further notice.
Thank you so much for that update out of Jerusalem al-Quds. That's Press TV's Mohammed Hamoyel. Well, I'd like to welcome my guest to the program, editor of Veterans Today, Dr. Kevin Barrett, and out of Madison, Wisconsin, of course, and journalist and political commentator, Ms. Maxine Dover, out of New York. Thank you both for being with us. Well, let's start this off in New York with Maxine Dover. Your perspective, how can U.S. President Donald Trump give something to an entity that is not his to give away? He claims that Jerusalem al-Quds is the capital of Israel when this has nothing to do with the United States. Your take.
Good evening, and I agree with you. The fact is that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. It is the home of Israel's parliament, the Knesset. It is the home of Israel's Supreme Court. It is the historical, ancestral, 3,000-year-old capital of the Jewish state and of the modern Jewish state of Israel. Donald Trump's actions were most curious, and I must agree that declaring Jerusalem within the view of the United States is the extent of the President of the United States' purview. The fact is that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and that is not for the President or the Emperor or the King or the Prime Minister of any other state to declare.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, now, Dr. Barrett, many Palestinians would be quite surprised, but 100 years ago, now the British decided that it would give Palestinian land to Zionists. Isn't Trump's move just a continuation of the imperialist arrogance and thinking that the world basically is theirs to divide in any way they see fit?
Yes, that's very well put, Marcia. In fact, the West has been arrogantly slicing up the rest of the world for the past 200 years. From inflicting opium on the Chinese to drain China of silver and productivity, they utterly destroyed China. The British killed perhaps 100 million people or more in their depredations all over the world. And one of the worst depredations was the theft of Palestine, which was orchestrated when the Rothschild family approached the British in the middle of 1917, and actually a little before that, during the middle of World War I, and cut a deal and said, we'll help you win this stalemated war if you give us Palestine afterwards. So that was the quid pro quo. And essentially what Israel, quote unquote, really is the world's last settler colony along the lines of British Rhodesia, French Algeria, and Afrikaner apartheid South Africa. Of course, the Israeli settler colonialists mistreat the native population vastly worse than any of those places did. And it's the world is sick of it. Every single nation in the world up until today has agreed, and this is enshrined in United Nations resolutions, that every square inch of Palestinian land stolen by Israel in the 1967 war belongs to Palestine, is occupied territory, meaning that the people in those territories have the right, if not the duty, to resist by all means necessary, including military force, to get those occupied territories back. Israel must withdraw from every square inch of occupied territory. The United Nations has repeatedly reaffirmed this. Every single nation on earth, with two exceptions, is absolutely on board with that. And it was only one exception until last week. The United States has always reaffirmed that every square inch of occupied territory stolen in 1967 goes back to Palestine.
Okay.
John Kerry repeatedly reaffirmed that, and the U.S. supported UN resolution in December 2016.
Okay. Well, what about that, Maxine Dover? What about that, Maxine Dover? This U-turn. Stay with me, Kevin Barrett. This U-turn by the United States.
Let's go back to your statement. First of all, Palestinian land was not stolen by anyone and given to the Zionists. The Zionists was a national movement that developed among the Jewish people to reclaim the ancient land of Israel. That was the land of the Jewish people from time immemorial. That was the Kingdom of David.
Nonsense.
Before that, it was
the
place where Abraham walked in the hills. And it was the Kingdom of David. It was the place of King Solomon. The fact is that in 70 AD,
they're all Muslim prophets and Christian prophets.
This week
they're not just Jewish prophets. You arrogant.
That is fine. That's fine. It's not a matter of claiming. The fact is that these are historical facts. And that the Christian claim
historical
and
facts
relationship
that Palestine
to these
belongs to Muslims and
fine.
Christians.
So is
ma'am.
The Muslim.
Well, Maxine Dover, let's look at what you're saying. Stay with me. Let's look at what you're saying. You're talking about a claim of 3,000 years ago. And if we were to use, let's for the sake of argument, if we were to use that same equation for what you're saying, because the Jews were there on this land 3,000 years ago, but of course it was not continual. 3,000 years ago, they were there on that land. Well, less than 300 years ago, the natives were where, let's say, Washington, D.C. is today. So if we use that same equation and the Native Americans said that they want the United States and some country, for example, Iran or some other countries declared now Washington, D.C. is actually the capital of Native American tribes, so what? Do you understand the lack of logic, many would say, in this argument?
So what? The point is, let's turn it around. And what if someone came in and said, despite the use and the actuality of Tehran being the capital of Iran for thousands of years, today we're going to declare it someone else's capital or not the capital. Simply say not the capital. That would not go.
Well, the difference.
Would the difference be continuous?
Actually, of those people being present. And actually, if you go to the Palestinians, you ask the Palestinian about their grandfather, their great grandfathers, they will name the towns inside of Palestine where they're from. And if you ask actually the other occupants, they will tell you Russia, they will tell you the United States, they will tell you Germany. So doesn't that say about a lack of continuous presence in that region?
That is a fact that should be shared. The fact is that some of the current residents do name their grandparents' towns as
yes,
other than
percentage,
Israel.
But
percentage on the other
wise,
hand, there are generations
Maxine Dover,
that traced their
percentage
history
wise, yes, there were always
the
Jews,
thousands of years.
Yes, there were always Jews, Christian, and Muslim inside of Palestine. We're talking about the majority. Going to you, Kevin Barrett, your take on all of this. Do you think that Donald Trump really realized and understands the ramification of his announcement?
No, he doesn't. And of course, Palestine, today's Palestinians are the actual descendants of the ancient Hebrews. But Trump is supremely ignorant, of course. He has been a front man for the mafia, the basically Meyer Lansky's cartel. He was created out of nothing, really, very small inheritance, by
the mafia
Roy
is
Cohn,
Italian.
Who ran New York on behalf of the Meyer Lansky mafia. So Trump is an ignorant frontman for organized crime who has been placed in power precisely by this extremist wing of the Zionist International Crime Syndicate, precisely in order to enable this hardline Likudnik Zionist theft of the Holy Land and put it into high gear and push it towards the final ethnic cleansing of Palestine, which all of the real experts, people like Alan Hart, the former BBC correspondent for the Middle East, close friend of Golda Meir and Yasser Arafat, say is the real plan of Netanyahu and his ilk. Those people want a big Mideast war so they can finish the genocide against the indigenous Palestinians. And this genocide is being perpetrated not by the people who've been continuously occupying that land for 3,000 years, but rather by people whose roots are Khazar from Central Asia and from Europe, who invaded and committed genocide, brutally massacring hundreds of villages full of people in 1948 to terrorize the indigenous population into fleeing, those who survived, that is. And then they took over and arrogantly proclaimed that fewer than 1 in 2,000 of the Abrahamic monotheists, those who consider themselves so-called Jewish, run that holy land. And the 199 out of 200 Abrahamic monotheists, that is people who look to Abraham and David and Suleiman and the other great prophets as their prophets, that is the Christians and the Muslims, they are expelled and they have no rights. These arrogant Jewish Zionist invaders who have committed genocide are claiming that the place totally belongs to them. What insane arrogance, and only an ignoramus like Trump would fall for the Netanyahu-style extremism of imposing
Dover
this
back
on
in
Palestine.
On this. Maxine Dover, as an American, are you concerned that inside the United States, the interests of Tel Aviv supersede the interests of Washington, meaning the interests of the American people?
A fallacy. Totally, totally untrue. The interests of the American people take precedent over the interests of any country. When one talks about the interests of the United States being aided by an alliance with Israel, that's for the benefit of the United States.
In what way?
The fact that Israel may benefit along the way is a good consequence with the fact that there is a mutual defense effort, the fact that Israel serves as a source of great innovation that is useful not only in the United States but throughout the world. Ask anyone on his cell phone how that cell phone got in his hands, and he'll have to recognize that the center research happened in Israel. And that continues to happen in Israel. I once asked an emir on a radio program way back in the 1990s, and I asked the emir how he was doing his oil exploration and was he using computers. And he said to me, yes, he was. And I asked him if he recognized that the main chip came from Intel research in Israel. And he said to me, Maxine, business is business. And if that would become the attitude, practical use of good resources by everyone in the Middle East, the fact of Jerusalem being called the capital or not being called the capital doesn't change the fact that it is the capital and will remain the capital.
Well,
it doesn't
Kevin
also
Barrett,
change the
why
fact
don't
that
you,
the permanent
well, Kevin
borders
Barrett, let me
were
let you
not specified
comment on
by Trump.
That. Kevin Barrett, what about what Maxine Dover said?
And that leaves room for the Palestinians to have a piece of the
Maxine
the land
is talking
as well.
About cell phone technology. She should be talking about about spy technology. She should perhaps read Naomi Klein's book, The Shock Doctrine,
that too,
which exposes that Israel was about to go completely bankrupt and collapse in the late 1990s and through 2000. And then, as they prepared the 9/11 operation in early 2001, the Israeli government put all of its chips, pulled everything
fraud
out from everywhere it could get a spare shekel, and put it
lie
into anti-terror and security startups. And they did that because they were the prime force organizing the 9/11 false flag event, and they knew that those anti-terror and security startups would be turning the world into an Orwellian police state. And they know that business is business. And so they murdered 3,000 Americans in order to turn America and the world into a Zionist police state. That's
this
what happened on September 11, 2001. They
this
profited enormously.
Lie.
They saved Israel from economic
fraudulent
collapse
lie
by murdering those Americans. The United States has spent more than $7 trillion on these 9/11
how
wars for Israel and
lie
murdered 32 million Muslims all over the
news
world, according to Dr. Gideon Polya, who happens to be a Jewish man who is a professor and an expert in comparative holocausts and genocide.
Okay.
The Jewish
well, let me get
Dr.
Maxine Dover back in on this discussion now. Trump has been condemned by friendly governments to the U.S. as well as others, to reiterate that this move is illegal under international law. Your take on all of that? Up until this point in time, every American president has said that it is illegal. But of course, now Trump has made this move. Your take on why he did this, and any chance of him backtracking after seeing the reactions, and we'll continue to see for sure lots of reactions on this move.
Well, the fact that the President of the United States, Donald Trump, may in fact backtrack will not be unique. He has often taken different stands in later sentences and commentary than his initial stand. The fact is, once again, that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Whether the president declares that so is not going to change the fact. The fact is that the
just,
peace
just
process
saying it over and over doesn't make it true, Maxine.
Has not progressed for 40 years. The fact is, no one has to say it. It is true. It is the capital of Jerusalem, and that for any diplomat, president, etc., to state it is only a statement of reality. It's a statement of reality. The further fact is, in what the president said, there was no declaration of a street by street border. There was no declaration that the embassy of the United States would be in Jerusalem tomorrow, which could be done if there was a real red line crossing, in red line in the sense of the diplomatic positions currently in place. The fact is that the world needs to recognize that the peace process, as it has gone very, very little place. There is basically a security cooperation, and there's a cooperation on electric and water in the West Bank. There is a shared industry, but there is no resolution of the peace process.
Okay,
will
Kevin Barrett, let me get Kevin Barrett back in. Is it curious to you, Kevin Barrett, that just when the region is celebrating the defeat of the Daesh terrorist group by the forces of the resistance, that Trump makes this announcement to basically focus attention elsewhere and to cause more chaos in the region?
Of course, that's not a coincidence. The forces of Zionism and imperialism, which are really pretty much the same thing and driven by the Zionists, lost big time in Syria. ISIS, sometimes known as the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service, has been crushed by the people of the region. And the axis of resistance, which allows the region to continue to support the Palestinian resistance, which is absolutely perfectly legal and indeed if not mandatory under international law, is going to continue to be supported. So that after this tremendous disaster in Syria, when the Zionists attempted to destabilize it and break it off from the axis of resistance and prevent aid coming to Hamas, Hezbollah, and the other legitimate resistance groups in Palestine. In the wake of that defeat, Netanyahu freaked out, and he used his puppet Trump to try to pull something out of his back pocket and up the ante, increase the chaos. And I think this is preparation probably for a further false flag activity that will be designed to ramp up the 9/11 instigated war on Islam for Israel, which, okay, as I said earlier, has killed 32 million Muslims worldwide.
Well, Maxine Dover, where do you see all of this heading?
Ideally, I would see people coming down. I would see the Coptic Pope of Egypt reconsidering a meeting with the Christian Vice President of the United States. I would see, ideally, a restart of a redesign of a process that would lead to a sovereignty satisfactory both to the Israelis and to the Palestinians. I would see Hamas and Hezbollah change their approach, which is destruction of Israel, and which will not happen, and which is the main problem in getting a peace agreement.
So the main problem is Hamas and Hezbollah. You're saying the main problem is Hezbollah and Hamas wanting the destruction of Israel in the interim, while Israel continues to destroy any type of Palestinian land being sovereign to them and have just basically tried to steal Jerusalem in the interim. Well, Kevin Barrett, now there seems to be a coordinated effort to change history. We have Trump declaring Jerusalem al-Quds as the capital, and then we have a major search engine, Google. When someone searches now for the capital of Israel, it shows Jerusalem. Is this symbolic that social media and mainstream media in the United States basically promote American propaganda and not the truth?
Absolutely. All of the internet monopolies that have emerged as the media giants of this new era, and we're talking about Google, Facebook, Amazon, and so on, every single one of them is owned by multi-billionaire Zionist Jews, just like the entire mainstream media. So we are in an age right now where the propagandists for the state of Israel have completely captured American media, including social media. And it shouldn't surprise anyone that Google is going along with this grotesque calumny and lie that flies in the face of the established position of every single nation in the world, with the exception of the Zionist entity and its now captured and occupied United States of America, based on Trump's latest statement. So it's not a surprise. And we're going to continue to see this Zionist propaganda apparatus that's devoured the Western world continuing with its arrogance. But ultimately, pride goeth before the fall. And this this chutzpah, this overweening arrogance coming out of the Zionist movement, is an indicator that sooner or later, and I think sooner, the axis of resistance is going to force the decolonization of Palestine and the end of the occupation, in the same way that the resistance in South Africa ended that apartheid system.
All right, and on that note, I thank both of my guests for being with us. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Editor of Veterans Today, Dr. Kevin Barrett, out of Madison, Wisconsin, and journalist and political commentator, Ms. Maxine Dover, out of New York. And as always, viewers, we appreciate you being with us on another debate. I'm Marzia Hashimi. Join us same time, same place tomorrow on Tomorrow's Debate. Thanks so much for being with us. Yes.